Today we are learning Moed Katan Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We left off at Omar Mar, already on to Daf Ches Amud Aleph, about 6-7 lines into the page. We are at the words Omar Mar. We were discussing last time that even if Cohen is able to look at a nega and declare it tameh, he shouldn't look at Saras and declare it tameh during a guy's Sheva Brachos week, during Yontif, where the guy wants to be happy, he wants to be able to enjoy his time. So we give him that right, we give him some time where he can enjoy the mitzvah, enjoy the time that he has to celebrate Sheva Brachos, rather than declare him to be a mitzora. We'll wait till afterwards to declare him to be a mitzora. So Amar Mar, we said in the Brisa on Dav Zayin and Beis, Yesh Yom Shatarobo, Yesh Yom Shiatarobo, that we learn from the Pasuk, Uvayom Heraos Bo Basar Chai, that there's Uvayom, there are some days that you should look at a Negat Saras, and some days you shouldn't look at a Negat Saras, you shouldn't paskin on a Negat Saras. My Mashma, how do we get that from the word Uvayom, that there are some days that you should, some days that you shouldn't? Uvayom just means on the day that you look at it, you declare a Tameh. How do we know, where do we see from that word in the Pasuk that there are some days that we don't look at the negat saras at all? Amra says machlokas, two opinions. Amra Abaye. Abaye says, because im kain, if the pasuk is just telling us about looking at a negat saras, lichtov rachmana, it should have said biyom. My uviyom, what's the extra vav doing there? Shmamina yesh yom shatarobo v'yesh yom shiatarobo. That extra vav teaches us that there are some days that it's appropriate to look at saras, and other days that it's not appropriate to look at saras. Rava Amar, a second opinion. Rava says different. Kula kray yaseiruhu. No, it's not just the extra vav. The whole word uvayom is really extra in the pasuk. Dim kein lichtov rachmano uveheraos. What the pasuk should have just said is that when you see it, what's on the day that you see it? My uvayom. What does it add with the word uvayom? Shema mina yesham shatarobo v'yesham shiatarobo. We see that there are some days that you're supposed to look at a negat saras, some days that you're not supposed to look at a negat saras. So Abaye, who holds that the word uvayom is not extra, Hahu mi bayale, what does he do with the word bayom? He needs that word bayom to teach a different thing. Bayom v'lo b'layla. He says it's not extra because we need bayom to teach us that you're not allowed to look at a negat saras at night. You're only allowed to look during the daytime. So bayom tells us, yeah, during the daytime, not at nighttime. And it's only the extra vav that teaches us that not even every day, that there are some days you wouldn't look, like Yontif and during Sheva Brachos week. That's how Abaye learns. Rava would say, no, the whole word of ayom should teach us that there are some days that you do, some days that you don't. The din of not looking at a night is from a totally different pasuk. Bayom v'lo b'layla minale, where does Rava learn that you look at a nega during the daytime and not during the nighttime? Nafkale l'chol mare inei ha-kohen. We learn that from a different pasuk that says l'chol mare inei ha-kohen, that the kohen should look at the tzaras with all of his eyes. So that tells you that he has to be able to see it clearly, like during the daytime. Abaye would say, no, that pasuk l'chol mare inei ha-kohen is needed for something else. Homi b'ayle l'mutei suma b'achas me'inav. That pasuk l'chol mare inei ha-kohen, that the kohen should be able to see it entirely with his eyes, teaches us that if a guy is blind in one eye, then he cannot paskin on a negat saras because he's not seeing it with all of his eyes. But ask the Gemara, doesn't Rava also need l'chol mare inei ha-kohen to teach us about a guy who's blind in one eye that he's not allowed to look at saras? Enochinami. The Gemara says, you're right. Rava does need that pasuk. So where does Rava really know that you can look at a nega only during the day and not at night? He learns it from the pasuk that talks about a nega on a house where the balabayis says to the kohen, I've seen something that looks like a nega, li, I've seen it to me in the house. And we darshan, li velola ori. I was able to see it myself without the aid of any light, without needing any light, which means he must have only seen it during the daytime, not at nighttime. Abaye would say, leave lola ori is not a good drasha. Ime hasam, if we only had that drasha, I would say, yeah, when you're looking at a nega on your house, that's not on your body, that's when you have to look during the daytime. But I would think, a tuma on your body, you're even allowed to look with a light. Kamash Milan, meaning even at nighttime if you with a candle or something. Kamash Milan, that's why it has to tell me Bayom. Bayom teaches me that no, you're only allowed to look at a nega during the day. So main point number one, machlokas, whether we learn not to look at negayim at night from the word ubayom or from the word li velola ori, which we darshan velola ori. But all agree that a one-eyed Kohen cannot paskin on a Goyim. That's from Chol Marei Enei Kohen. All agree that a one-eyed Kohen can certainly not paskin on a Goyim. Okay, this mission is going to bring up a totally new topic. We're again discussing things that you can and cannot do on Chol HaMoed. What if a person's relative is buried, and he's buried in a place that's not in the Kivrei Avos, so it's not where the father is buried, so he wants to move the grave. Rabbi Meir says, a person is allowed to move the grave of his parents because that's considered a simcha for him. That's a happy event. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Evel Hulo. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not a happy event. That's a sad event. It makes him an Avel. So you can't do it in a Chol HaMoed. So a person is not allowed, if someone died a few months ago, he's not allowed to hire someone to talk about the dead person and be maspid him, say a hespid for him a few months later. Velo yespi dead. And nor can you say a hesped on someone who died more recently, kodem l'regel shol shem yom, within 30 days of Yontif. Within 30 days of Yontif, there shouldn't be any hespedim. So first we deal with the first part of the Mishnah. Uraminu, I'll ask you a stira. You're going to tell me that it's a simcha to move the bones of one's parents, but doesn't the Brisa tell us, hamalakit atzmos avivimo, if someone does what's called, important concept, likut atzmos, collecting the bones and moving the bones of his parents to a different location, to the kever of the family's plot, hareza misabal aleim kol hayom, on the day that you do that, even if the parent died 50 years ago, when you move their bones, you have to observe avelus that whole day. Ularavein misabal aleim, but once the evening comes, you don't have to do avelus anymore. Vamrav chistafil tzurun labasadino, and this is true even if the bones are totally wrapped in a bag and you don't see them or anything, still you have to observe avelus for them. So don't you see, it's not a simcha, it's a sad thing. Now what Abaye means to say is not that the likud atzamos itself, that the moving the bones itself is a simcha. Of course that's not a simcha. Of course that's avelus. But what we're saying is that since he's so overjoyed from the yontif, that's going to outweigh the sadness of the likud atzamos, and therefore it's not a big deal to do the likud atzamos on Chol HaMoed, because anyway, his simcha from yontif is going to outweigh it. So main point number two, machlokes tanoim, whether likud atzamos can be done on Chol HaMoed. And even though it's a sad thing, it's possible that the simchas haregel outweighs the sadness, that the simcha of Yom Tov outweighs the sadness. Then the Mishnah said, "Lo ya'arer al meso." You shouldn't start talking about someone who died previously. My lo ya'arer al meso. Amarav kadhadas sabtana ba'marava amri yifkun ame kol meriri libi. That used to be the way of people who would say hespedim in Eretz Yisrael. They'd go around the city and they'd say, "Everyone, come cry with me over this person who died." Kodem aregel shloshim yom. So for 30 days before Yontif, you're not allowed to give hespedim. Maishna shloshim yom. Why dafka 30 days? Where do we get that number from? Two opinions. Amrav Kana, Amrav Yud, Amrav, Maisa Badamechad Shkinas Maos Dalas Regal, because it was a story that once happened that a guy had saved up money to be all the regal to Yerushalayim, to go to Yerushalayim for Yantiv, Ubas Sapdan Vamad al Pesach Peso, and a professional eulogizer came to his doorstep, Natalton Ishto Nasanasano, and his wife took the money that they had saved up to go to Yerushalayim for Yantiv and gave it to this guy to say a hespid. Nimna Veloelo, so they couldn't afford to go to Yerushalayim. Bosa Shah Amrus, at that moment they declared, that a person shouldn't say a spade within 30 days, you can end up blowing all the money that you save for Yantif. That's one reason why not to do it. Shmuel Amr, Shmuel says a different reason. Because 30 days after the Hesped, your mind will be preoccupied with the dead person, you'll be thinking about him, and it will sadden you, it's going to ruin your whole Yantif. My Benai, what's the difference between the two reasons? The difference between the two reasons is, what if you can get a guy to eulogize for free? If the issue is that you're going to blow all your money, so if the guy's going to eulogize for free, you don't have to worry that you're going to waste all your money. But if the issue is that it's going to cause you to become mentally distraught, then that is a legitimate concern, even if it's for free. So main point number three, machlokas, whether the iser to be maspid, to say a eulogy within 30 days of Yontif, is because you may use up your money for Yontif, or because your sadness will extend into Yontif. And the nafkamina is if the hesped is for free.